time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Rick Davis and Laura Olson, and we're going to be talking all about International Days. It's not that far away, really. I mean, the end of this month will be the golf tournament, and then the next weekend, we're right into International Days. And, of course, we'll have the big kickoff ceremony with Culture Connection down at the Peace Gardens. We'll talk all about the entertainment with Laura when we get there in just a moment. And we're going to talk with Rick about all the festivities that go on and that are rolled in to this International Days. Rick and Laura, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
So let's dive in, and I'm going to start with Rick. I'm not picking on Laura, but we're going to start with Rick first. And Rick, you know what? You guys, when did you really start digging in and planning International Days? Are we talking last September, or are we talking January? When do they kick in?
It usually starts the end of January. End of February is the first meeting, and then we just continue to go forward. Each month, we'll have a meeting. It takes about an hour, but we have a great committee, and we've been doing this for a long time.
And we were talking before we came on the air with what went on upstate over the 4th of July weekend. One of the big things that you guys hit on was the safety this year and that parade. And you were telling me that you've had parade rules and things in place since 2015.
That's right, Dave. We adopted or passed a resolution to adopt a parade guidelines and policy. And we have been enforcing that. And at the beginning, because everyone was used to somebody throwing candy off of their floats and stuff like this and stuff like that. But when we adopted the policy, we did not allow that. And there was some pushback, and rightfully so, but safety is our utmost concern, and that's what we want to do.
And that was one big thing that you guys discussed in your meeting, was just about safety for every event, not just the parades, but for all the events.
That's correct. Whatever activity we have, we've discussed that event and said, is there any safety aspects or any safety problems that we need to address as a committee or the city has to take a look at?
So, and those have been answered and taken care of. So let's dig right into it. And the first event that we want to talk about comes up the end of this month, and that's July 30th, and that's the golf tournament. And this is really one of your babies, isn't it?
I serve on that committee, too, and that is a very, very popular golf tournament. It's July 30th, and we have been about the same type of process to develop in that golf tournament as we have for International Days. The meetings will start sometimes in February and go on until we get it solved.
So you've got that, and as of right now, this minute, it's full.
It is full. We have teams that are waiting in the wings.
And so if you do have a team and you wanted to, you can call and get on a standby list, or are they even going to put a cap on the standby list?
No, we haven't. We haven't done that. We haven't put a cap on the standby list, but Nick Tatton will certainly, if you have any questions or if you want to try to get a team in, get a hold of Nick Tatton down at Price City Council or Price City Hall.
All right, so that'll go July 30th, and then we're going to kick things off down in the Peace Gardens on August 4th, and that'll be the opening ceremonies, and that's always a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's going to start at 6 p.m., and we're going to have the colors presented, national anthem, and then we're going to have the entertainment, and of course, Laura will talk about that. But we'll have food vendors down there. It's very popular, and we're going to announce the Citizen of the Year, the Junior Grand Marshal, and the Grand Marshal. And so it's a lot of fun. I invite everybody to be out there.
And I'm glad that you brought that up, because if you're still taking nominations for the Citizen of the Year and the Grand Marshals, correct?
That's correct. It's another week.
So just go on Price City's webpage, and it's right there, all that information.
That is exactly right.
All right, so that's Thursday then, Friday, we're going to start at the park there in Washington Park at noon?
It's around noon. The carnival should be up and running and stuff, and we have, of course, the swimming at the wave pool and some activities that's going to be taking place. So.
All right, and then we'll kick it off again on Saturday. What about Friday?
Okay, no, I was going to say on Saturday, we're going to kick off Saturday, 7 a.m., we're going to have the breakfast. And it's free to the public and that, and we will continue to serve the breakfast until we run out of food. So
and that kicks into the parade and all those good things.
Right.
And we're going to get you in another couple of weeks and talk about all that good stuff the closer that it gets.
Yep.
All right, but the one thing we need to get, and that's why we've got Laura here, is one part of International Days is always the great entertainment, and the Olson Entertainment Group here is handling that for you guys this year. And Laura, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So let's dive right in. Thursday night is the first chance that we're going to get for some entertainment. And what do we got? What do you guys got on tap for that night?
Yes. So we have our opening act. They're called Give Me Rent. They're out of Salt Lake City. And then our closing is Route 89.
And that'll be just Thursday night down there at the Peace Gardens. It's a Thursday night. It actually falls in line with Culture Connection as well. And then Friday, you said, is going to kind of be a community days up at the park as far as the entertainment is concerned. And what have you got scheduled for us then?
Yeah, we wanted to kind of split up the entertainment to, we love community. We love local things. And so we have dance groups from Carbon County from noon until 3:15, and then we're gonna have a brand new thing this year. We are having the animal shelter do an adoption runway, so there's gonna be dogs and cats that they're gonna be presenting, and if you'd like to adopt, they're there. So
and that'll go from 3:15 until 5, and then at 5:45, who takes the stage?
So we are gonna have Slow Ride take the stage. And then our closing act is going to be a Beach Boys cover band. They're called Malibu Review.
And that'll they'll take the stage about 8:15, you said, right in there. And that's just for Friday.
Yeah.
All right. Then Saturday, get up, go to the breakfast, go to the parade, head back up to the park at noon. And what have you got on tap for Saturday?
So we have bands starting at noon, going all the way until 11 o'clock. And at the end of the night, Charlie Jenkins is going to be ending, which is going to be very, very fun.
Charlie Jenkins, he's actually, I believe he's from over in the Uinta Basin. He's a local guy. He's been here quite a few times. And so great local act. And then I've got down from 7 to 8 Variant X, which is another great local act, which is Brian Sherman and his crew. And you know what? Saturday is going to be a great day to just go up and hang out at the park. Go to the parade first and then come up to the park, hang out, have dinner, enjoy the rest of the evening up there. Because it's all going to be about the entertainment and the live music. Once again, you know, we'll be talking with Rick again later on with another couple of weeks. Because I'm sure there's movies and stuff planned for both nights as well. We'll be talking about all of those here, but it's getting close.
It is.
It's getting really, really close. Once again, everything International Days, we're going to kick off July 30th with the golf tournament. And then on August 4th, we'll have the opening ceremonies down at Culture Connection. Rick, you look like you wanted to add one more thing.
I did, and it's concerns the entertainment, as Laura has mentioned, is that one of the things that we will not have up there this year, because it seemed like it was a cumbersome thing going on, was the bleachers. So bring your lawn chairs, hang out in the park. Bring a blanket, whatever, for the entertainment.
And the entertainment, the main stage, will be back in the park this year as well. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Not in the street. So look at it that way. We got a great lineup, a lot of great things getting ready to happen. It's International Days. It really signifies kind of the end of the summer here in Carbon County, but that's okay. It's okay. It had to happen sooner or later. Rick Davis with Price City and Laura Olson with the Olson Entertainment Group. Thank you so much for taking out the time to come in and talk to us today.
Of course. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.